Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin with Monday Night Raw, broadcast live last night on USA Network. The show featured a promo at the 9 o'clock hour in which Cody Rhodes responded to some of The Rock's comments against him in recent weeks.
You have referred to yourself as the final boss. Kudos to Brian Gewirtz for that nickname. Perhaps you are the actual, literal final boss. Perhaps I'm too naive to see that. But at WrestleMania, I don't think you're gonna be the final boss. At WrestleMania, I think you're just Roman's side chick.
Paul Heyman emerged at the conclusion of the segment and vowed that Roman Reigns would confront Rhodes Friday on SmackDown without the Bloodline present. The main event of Raw featured Becky Lynch defeating Nia Jax in a Last Woman Standing match. In qualifying matches for the six-team ladder match at WrestleMania for the WWE World Tag Team title, New Day defeated Otis and Akira Tozawa, DIY defeated the Creed Brothers, and Awesome Truth defeated Indus Sherer. In other promo confrontations, world champion Seth Rollins verbally sparred with his WrestleMania challenger Drew McIntyre. Jimmy and Jey Uso came face-to-face with Jey getting taken out by a superkick and beat down by Jimmy and Solo Sikoa. And Sami Zayn confronted Intercontinental Champion Gunther, his opponent for WrestleMania.
So you look in my eyes and you don't think I believe, huh? Look again. Get a good long look because you're looking into the eyes of the man who is going to take you down at WrestleMania.
In other results, Ricochet defeated Dominic Mysterio, and Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae beat Katana Chance and Caden Carter when LeRae submitted Chance. In ratings news, last Friday, SmackDown drew an audience of 2.340 million viewers to Fox, according to Programming Insider. That's a 4% dip from the previous week's audience of 2.439 million. The rating in the 18-49-year-old demographic was a 0.68, down 1% from the previous week. AEW Rampage on Friday drew an audience of 327,000 viewers to TNT, according to WrestleNomics. That total is down from the previous week's episode, which drew an audience of 364,000. The rating in the 18-49-year-old demographic was also down, coming in at 0.11 after the previous week's rating of 0.13. In injury news, Asuka, one half of the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, has sustained a knee injury, according to Mike Johnson of PW Insider. Asuka was reportedly pulled from last weekend's WWE house shows due to injury. The injury appears to have occurred during last Friday's SmackDown when Asuka interfered in the match between Bayley and Dakota Kai. The severity of the injury has not been made public, and it's not known if Asuka will need to miss a significant amount of time. In Game Changer Wrestling news, WWE's Shayna Baszler is scheduled to face TNA's Masha Slamovich at GCW's Bloodsport 10 in Philadelphia during WrestleMania week. The announcement was officially made yesterday by Josh Barnett. It's been indicated that other WWE talent may appear at the event, although no other names have yet been announced. The event marks the beginning of a working relationship between WWE and GCW. In more WWE news, the company will be touring Europe in August leading up to the Bash in Berlin Premium Live event at the end of that month, according to an official announcement. Five events have been scheduled for the Road to Bash in Berlin tour, and they include August 25th in Rotterdam, Netherlands, August 26th in Brussels, Belgium, August 27th in Oberhausen, Germany, August 28th in Stuttgart, Germany, and August 29th in Frankfurt, Germany. Bash in Berlin is scheduled for August 31st at the Mercedes-Benz Arena in Berlin, Germany. Turning to Japan, New Japan Pro Wrestling presented the semifinals of the 2024 New Japan Cup tournament yesterday in Koriyama, Japan. In semifinal matches, Hiroki Goto beat Sonata, and Yota Tsuji defeated Evil. That sets up the finals of the tournament tomorrow, in which Goto is scheduled to face off against Tsuji. And in news from outside the ring, WWE Hall of Famer and former WWE World Tag Team Champion Afa the Wild Samoan has been hospitalized after suffering a fall, according to a Facebook post yesterday from his son Afa Noi Jr. Afa reportedly fractured his back in two places and was recently transferred to a second hospital for further treatment. The uncle of Roman Reigns, Afa has been dealing with health issues as of late, including a bout of pneumonia and two mild heart attacks that hospitalized him in January. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall. Just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.